Gracious viewers, welcome to A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms on Supreme Master Television. Today is the 17th anniversary of the Supreme Master Qinghai Day, honoring Supreme Master Qinghai's outstanding contributions to uplifting our planet as a great spiritual leader, renowned humanitarian, and a dedicated citizen of the world.
Aloha, everybody.
Aloha.
Supreme Master Qinghai means so much to so many people in so many countries on this globe. She brings love around the world where there is hate. She brings hope where there is despair. And she brings understanding where there is misunderstanding. She is the light of a great person, an angel of mercy for all of us. We don't have enough people like the Supreme Master. If we had somebody like her in every country in the world, we'd have eternal peace, eternal love, and we'd all have the good life. Now, therefore, I, Frank F. Fossey, Mayor of the City and County of Honolulu, do hereby proclaim October 25, 1993, as the Supreme Master Qinghai Day.
On the resplendent night of October 25th, 1993, the inauguration of the Supreme Master Qinghai Day was celebrated at the Sheraton Waikiki Hotel of Honolulu, Hawaii, USA, with a jubilant audience and distinguished guests of honor. At this historical event, Supreme Master Qinghai was also awarded the International Peace Commendation Award, Honorary Citizenship, and Certificate of Merit for her extraordinary humanitarian efforts and leadership for peace through spirituality. Over 150 congratulatory messages arrived that day from across the globe.
I have been loved and treated well all over the world, and today to be awarded 4 honors all at once, I'm really overwhelmed. And I can only pray that God will honor you everywhere you go in the world, in this world as well as in heaven. Amen.
Since 1993, Supreme Master Qinghai has also been recognized with numerous other international awards for her selfless contributions to humanity, including the 2006 Gusii Peace Prize presented by Philippine President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, World Spiritual Leadership Award, World Citizen Humanitarian Award, the Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation, First Place Silver for the 27th Annual Telly Awards, a premier prize for the best television, video, and film productions. The 2008 Presidential Active Lifestyle Award from U.S. President George W. Bush. And the 2010 U.S. President's Volunteer Service Award from His Excellency Barack Obama. Supreme Master Qinghai has been honored as well by world leaders and dignitaries on other occasions. On this special day, we respectfully commemorate Supreme Master Qinghai's compassionate endeavors, which bespeak of her boundless love for humankind and animal kin.
Supreme Master Qinghai has always been at the forefront of the evolution of our planet with her extraordinary vision and profound wisdom. Through her lecture tours and imparting of the Kuan Yin method of meditation, always offered free of charge, many thousands of truth seekers have found their path to eternal peace. Her unconditional sharing of her inner knowledge and spiritual merit touches hearts and elevates souls no end on this blessed planet.
There's only one religion, as that is the religion of God, of love, of understanding. There's only one church, one temple, that is the temple of enlightenment. Come to that temple, then we know all religions of the world.
The essence of life is love. The essence of God, of Buddha, of Allah is love. There's nothing else but love. When we make the choice of love, that's the highest choice, the noblest choice.
Би зохиолч орчуулагч гүн үлс байна. Чинхэ багшийн номуудыг би 2002 оноос хойш би уншдаг байсан юм аа. Гэтэл саяхны нэгэн өдөр төгс гэгэрсэн их багш Чинхан олон улсын нэгэмлэгийн Монгол дахь салбарын гишүүд надад хүсэл тавьснаар энэ бүтээлийг орчуулж явах хэвчтэй би Чинхан багштай улам их сэтгэл санаагаараа холбогдож түүний үзэл санаа, гүн ухаан, ер нь тэр төгс гэгэрсэн их хүний өөрийн зангарыг би ойлгож мэдэх болсон юм. Төгс гэгэрсэн их багш хүмүүний ертөнцид бол тэр болгон олон заяалгүй. Тэр хүмүүнтэй нэгэн агаараар амьсгалж, нэгэн цаг үед байгаагийнхаа төлөө бид бахарх учиртай. Тэр хүний тэр ер үсийн дээд төрөлтний тэрхүү бурханлаг шинжийг өөртөө шингээсэн нэгний санаа оноо бол ямар ч үед туйлын хүмүүнлэг байдаг учраас бид тэр бүхний хүндэтгэж, тэр хүмүүсийн гүн ухаан болоод философик, тэр хүмүүсийн санаа оноо бид дагаж явах ёстой юм а. Энэ завшааныг ашиглаад хэрвээ төгс гэгэрсэн их багш Чинхаа намайг дэлгэцээр ажиглаж суугаа бол таны хүндэтгдэг, таны биширдэг нэгэн хүн Монголын их тал нутагт бүтээн төрөөд суун, танд энэ өдрийн мэндийг дэвшүүлж байна. Танд хамгийн сайн сайхан бүхний хүсэн ирээж байгааг мэн хүлээн авна.
As a fully enlightened master, Supreme Master Qinghai utilizes her spontaneous talents to generate an independent source of income to finance her spiritual and humanitarian works. Her artistic creations, such as poetry, music, paintings, photography, film, handicrafts, as well as landscaping, jewelry, and clothing designs, also serve to remind people of their heavenly origin and noble qualities.
Arts
such as good painting, poetry, and music are to comfort and soothe our minds, heal our heart in this turbulent world. To some extent, they also remind us of our ethereal home and rekindle some nostalgic feeling within us, so we may seek elevating way to reach our true origin. When we are more connected with our true self, then more beauty and virtues will reveal themselves, because we are that. We are beauty and virtues and truth, and they will reveal themselves to us because they came from within ourselves, and we will live in them or express them through art or noble actions.
Hello, my name is Dr. Steve Blake, and I study nutritional biochemistry. I want to thank Supreme Master Qinghai on Supreme Master Qinghai Day, and I'm so grateful to her for all that she's done. The artwork that you've done is so beautiful, and we got a book of your artwork, and it is inspiring to us. The colors, the forms, and the beautiful living spaces that you've created have really inspired all of us.
Ich möchte im Namen des österreichischen Kunstvereins und natürlich besonders in meinem der Supreme Master Qinghai ganz herzlich gratulieren zu ihrem Jahrestag. Unsere Künstler schauen ihre Sendungen, es sind viele bei uns, die sehr große Freude haben, und wir alle möchten, dass sie noch mehr Erfolg hat, dass es noch mehr Staatsmänner gibt, die das fördern und Politik und so weiter. Aber wichtig ist es, der einzelne Mensch, jeder, der sie sieht, ist beglückt im Herzen und spürt die Liebe. Danke vielmals.
For over two decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has taught by example, sharing the divine message of love with everyone, from victims of natural disasters to refugees of war, from disadvantaged children to patients of life-threatening illnesses, from the homeless to the elderly in need of care. Her material contributions of tens of millions of US dollars to date have extended far to all continents, swiftly and quietly. Her love transcends any boundaries of race, country, or religion. In times of disaster, she urges our association members to travel to the most affected areas as soon as possible, offer help and emotional comfort.
I'm Glenn Pearson, a member of parliament from London, Ontario, here in Canada, and I heard about Supreme Master Qinghai's day and all that she has done around the world, and especially in areas like Darfur and other places with emergency funding and other things that she supplied. As a humble political servant who has children from Darfur, if it wasn't for you and what you do, kids like mine would not be alive. We've never met, but we have the same kind of heart, and I just thank you so much, and I want to especially recognize you on this very, very special time for all that you have done.
青海无上师的志业是要促进世界和平，啊，他的爱心我们都可以看得到在世界的各个角落。在青海日，我们祝福青海无上师，他的愿望能够早日实现，然后他更美丽、更健康。
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Omar Alvarado, soy bombero maquinista del Cuerpo Oficial Bombero Bogotá, también soy paramédico. Queremos enviar un cordial saludo en nombre de nuestra institución a la maestra Qinghai por la labor que efectúa a nivel mundial, a nivel nacional también, en las labores de ayuda humanitaria y lo relacionado con el medio ambiente.
Happy Supreme Master Qinghai Day. I just wish you a blessed time on this day that honors you, and I just pray that your message of peace and harmony will be something that will ripple throughout this earth. Thank you for all that you've done and what you will continue to do.
As a spiritual master,
Supreme Master Qinghai is connected with all living beings and feel what they feel. In recent years, Supreme Master Qinghai published 3 number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, which depict her affectionate interaction and telepathic communication with her adopted dogs and birds, as well as the graceful animals in the wild. More recently, in honor and care for rescue canines all around the world, she donated over $100,000 to search and rescue dog centers worldwide for purchasing protective gear. In addition, much more in funds have been contributed to various animal shelters and sanctuaries.
The animals all have the same feelings like we do, like they have love, they have sorrow, they have forgiveness, they have fear, loyalty, filial love, and parental love, etc. I myself witnessed them.
Hello, Master Qinghai. It's Trish Berg from Pets Haven Animal Shelter. Pets Haven is a pro-life animal shelter which rescues animals from death row pounds. It's people like you, Master Qinghai, that give people like me so far away in Australia courage to continue looking at you and seeing the difference you have made is absolutely amazing. You're inspirational, you're humble. The gift that you give people without even knowing it is simply amazing. I'd like to congratulate you on your Master Qinghai Day. I hope that all the people out there all throughout the world will celebrate this day with you. You're a special lady, and thank you so much for all that you do.
Mi nombre es Sergio Manzano Macías. Yo soy asesor jurídico de Fundación La Huella Roja, del colectivo animalista Agenda Animal. Soy coordinador jurídico de Operación Ecus para la erradicación de vehículos de tracción animal en Bogotá. Un saludo a la maestra Qinghai, celebrando su aniversario, expresando todo mi amor por su causa y que no debemos claudicar. Felicitaciones.
My name is Jonathan Balcom. I'm a biologist living in the United States. I want to extend my appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai for all the work she does to bring a much more positive, enlightened message about animals and the human relationship to animals. Supreme Master Qinghai, through her vegan restaurants and her message about how beautiful animals are, is bringing about positive change for animals, the planet, and for humanity.
Congratulations and happy Supreme Master Qinghai Day from all here at Edgar's Mission. And we want to thank you for your incredible support that's allowed us to do so much for animals. Thank you.
Supreme Master Qinghai points out that the most important way to end the suffering of billions of our innocent animal friends every year is for people to switch to a plant-based diet. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer, which has changed the lives of myriad people.
Our great self is love. Our true self is compassion. If we do not protect the animals, that means we are damaging, ruining, depleting, harming our true self, which is love, which is noble, which is compassion. That's what it is. Protect others means protect us. Protect animals means we're growing in greatness. We recognize again our great self.
Encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai's benevolent ideal, an international family of vegan restaurants, Loving Hut, has emerged in recent years with a rapidly growing number of over 160 locations worldwide. Loving Hut offers delectable, nutritious, cruelty-free fare for everyone to enjoy at affordable prices and accessible locations in accordance with Supreme Master Qinghai's considerate wish for all.
I'm Shirley Wilkes Johnson. I'm one of the producers and host of Vegan World Radio on KPFT Radio in Houston, Texas. I was so thrilled when Supreme Master agreed to let me interview her last year on my radio show. And I asked her to open a loving hut in Houston, and she said she would, and she did. And I love Loving Hut. The food is so delicious, it's like experiencing a little piece of heaven. And Supreme Master is like a rainbow of hope and of promise to this world that is so in need of the things that she represents. Unconditional love for all sentient beings. And she's the most powerful force for veganism on the planet. She understands that if the world doesn't go vegan, we may not have a future to look forward to. So the more I learn about her, the more I love her. She's such a beautiful woman, very generous humanitarian and spiritual teacher. And thank you, Supreme Master, for teaching us that we are all masters when we find our true divine inner selves. I love the work you do, and I'm just thrilled that you came into the world to help us bring about a golden age. Happy 17th Supreme Master Ching Hai Day.
Thank you, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for your work of compassion for the animals and the people of the earth. Thank you so much for the wonderful restaurant Loving Huts that we're finding more and more all over the place to nourish us and to show people that fast food doesn't have to be bad food.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Furman, a physician specializing in nutritional medicine, wishing you all the best of health and wishing you all a wonderful Supreme Master Ching Hai Day.
Namaste. This is Vaidya Priyanka from the Bay Area in California. I'm originally from India, and I have some of the most beautiful memories of growing up in this beautiful country, with plenty of reverence for animals, plenty of respect for vegetables and fruits that nourish us, and I'm filled with gratitude for Supreme Master Ching Hai and all of the wonderful work that she's been doing for all of these years in the different elements that she's created to make people understand the importance of our ecology and our responsibility towards it. And definitely for introducing veganism in a way which is palatable, creating divine sisterhood and brotherhood amongst people all over the world. Happy Supreme Master Ching Hai Day to all of you. I hope the beauty that is in your soul, it shows up on your plate.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for the second segment of our special program commemorating the 17th anniversary of the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. We'll be right back.
I'd like to congratulate Supreme Master Ching Hai on the wonderful Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. May you be blessed with a long life of happiness and health so that you may continue with this beautiful message and mission of yours to raise awareness about some of humanity's biggest challenges and to raise awareness of humanity.
Congratulations on Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. I think it's really great that Supreme Master Ching Hai is putting her energy and resources into raising awareness about animal cruelty and veganism and climate change, because she could be doing a lot of other things, but she's not. You know, she's looking at the critical issues that are happening in the world today and putting all her efforts towards that, and that's a fabulous thing, so thank you very much.
Welcome back to our program celebrating the 17th anniversary of the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. Through many invited appearances at climate change conferences and media interviews, Supreme Master Qinghai repeatedly emphasized the scientifically established fact that livestock raising is the number one cause of global warming, and that time is running out to reverse the planetary crisis and protect our civilization. She also points out that the simple solution to avoid calamities of many kinds is to switch to an organic, vegan lifestyle.
We can see everywhere reflections of a planet in trouble. With monsoons and flooding in one location and people losing their harvest and drinking water to drought in another. One way that our world can be preserved and stabilized is through everyone's change to a compassionate lifestyle, choosing organic vegan diet, which not only eliminates methane and other toxic heat-trapping greenhouse gases emissions from the livestock industry, but the organic part allows the soil to absorb a huge amount of atmospheric CO2. So now we need 100% of the world population to be veg, to save our world. We have to change before it is too late to change. In order to go toward a positive destination for ourselves and the planet, all we have to do is change the direction. Be vegan. Make peace with one another and our co-inhabitants. Create peace. Emanate compassion. Then the future will be peaceful.
이석현 의원입니다. 칭하이 무상소 대표님은 작년 그 컨퍼런스, 기후 컨퍼런스를 서울에 했을 때, 그때 제가 충분하게 어떤 분인가를 알게 됐었습니다. 네. 그런 분들이 있어서 우리 지구 보전에 도움이 많이 되리라고 생각하고, 우리 그 미래의 인간, 우리 후손들이 편안하게 살 수 있는 그런 지구가 되리라고 기대합니다. 무상사님이 우리 지구를 구하기 위해서 그런 채식운동을 벌이고 있는 데 대해서도 크게 공감을 제가 했었습니다. 저도 육식을 줄이게 되는 그런 나름대로 결심을 하고 지금 실천을 하고 있습니다.
Supreme Master Qinghai, you have become a hero for me, a role model who embodies the courage and commitment we all need in order to prevent runaway global heating. Your knowledge and understanding of the climate crisis are inspiring, and your efforts to help the world learn what we can do to mitigate the crisis show your profound compassion for the children of all species on this beautiful earth. I send you my very best wishes and thanks for your continued guidance and leadership.
Hola amigos, hola a todos, mi nombre es Ernesto Sánchez Toro, soy comunicador social y periodista de Colombia. En este aniversario tan importante de lucha tras lucha por la protección del medio ambiente, de la biodiversidad, quiero enviarle un saludo fraterno desde Bogotá, Colombia, a la maestra Qinghai. Un agradecimiento gigantísimo y de gratitud le enviamos a esa gran maestra desde Colombia, maestra, un agradecimiento muy especial y un abrazo fraterno.
Greetings, Bob Linden here, host of the radio program Go Vegan with Bob Linden at goveganradio.com. Today I'm celebrating Supreme Master Qinghai Day, and I am so happy to do that. If we were all to go vegan, we could end war and violence, we could end poverty, we could end hunger, it would address disease and really all of the problems that we face on Earth, energy crises, and especially the suffering of billions of animals, billions of murder victims. And if we would all just go vegan, it would be such a better world for them, too. So on Supreme Master Qinghai Day, I want to invite everybody to join us in doing the right thing and going vegan. so impressed with the work of Supreme Master Qinghai. Just wonderful, caring, so dedicated to making this world a better place. I really salute you. I salute you for all the climate change conferences all around the world, and especially too for doing the rescue work by starting the chain of Loving Huts all around the world, vegan restaurants. And all of these are rescue work also. They're rescuing people from heart disease and cancer and stroke, rescuing the planet from global warming and climate change. So this is a real day to celebrate. Happy Supreme Master Qinghai Day.
This is Dixie May, president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, acknowledging the great work that our Supreme Master has been doing for the earth, for people, and for the animals. So I truly admire Supreme Master Qinghai because she has managed to influence so many people all over the world. She is out there in the whole world. And my admiration for her and her good works. Happy Supreme Master Qinghai Day.
To help raise the consciousness of our planet, Supreme Master Qinghai inspired the all-constructive channel, Supreme Master Television, broadcasting around the clock to all corners of the globe in over 60 languages. Through Supreme Master Qinghai's meticulous guidance, Supreme Master Television's programs have addressed a wide range of topics conducive to the well-being and evolution of human society.
I salute Supreme Master Qinghai as the world's greatest leader in addressing the greatest humanitarian disaster of all disasters, the coming global climate change calamity. She is constantly working to warn the world that global warming threatens the very survival of humanity and life on Earth. The Supreme Master TV channel is the top source of up-to-minute news and information on global warming and climate change. Supreme Master Qinghai is also the top leader in advising the world how we can enjoy a better life and best mitigate the coming global climate change calamity. Global warming and climate change cannot possibly ever stop unless we stop eating meat.
Hola a todos y todas. Soy Natalia Parra Osorio. Mandarle un saludo muy especial por toda la labor que hace por el medio ambiente, por los animales y también por los humanos. Qué bonito saber que una persona está trabajando de esta manera con todo su equipo, con toda su gente, para hacer un mundo mucho mejor, más justo y mejor habitable.
尊重生命，尊重地球，无上师电视台的观众朋友们，大家好，我是台湾明台高中的主任教官。在台湾原住民当中，我是阿美族的身份，针对我们上师经常与动物做朋友，我觉得这个地方产生了一个人类与动物有很好的感情，进而变成好朋友，这是我非常感动的地方，也让我觉得我必须也需要跟我们的学生去做分享，除了可以净化我们人心，更可以教导我们下一代能够真正的爱护地球以及爱护大地。长久以来，人类啊滥捕滥杀，造成了很多动物的死亡。相对的，我们人类也遭受到很多的天灾、水灾，甚至地震，也反过来让人类啊受到很大的伤害。就是因为我们没有办法与整个地球共存，才会产生这种负面的效应。这是一个我们值得要审视的地方。他的节目让我深深的感动，因为他的节目都是非常自然的，都是与大地的结合，没有任何的负面的节目，让我一直持续再看下去。我要对无上师特别提出赞颂，无上师爱好和平，爱好地球，爱好动物，他就是我们心灵上最大的支柱，也是我们最好的朋友。好，最后祝福青海无上师青海日快乐。
congratulations to Supreme Master Qinghai for Supreme Master Qinghai Day. I've been so impressed with the various projects that have been funded by Supreme Master Qinghai, and it's wonderful to have somebody doing practical things, having this TV station and promoting things on such a scale and putting people in touch with sustainable projects and animal charities. I find that so inspiring, and I wish to offer my congratulations and hope she has a wonderful Supreme Master Qinghai Day.
To Master Qinghai, I just wanted to say thank you, and I wanted to say well done for doing such an amazing job of getting this message out there, for putting so much heart, soul and passion into these things. These are so important, and to have somebody who's really committed and putting so much effort into bringing that message to so many people, well, I'll take my hat off to you. It's brilliant.
Through her heartfelt prayers and tireless efforts on the most relevant issues of our time, Supreme Master Qinghai is bringing about an upliftment, a change that is ushering us all into a golden age of harmony.
If we are morally high, spiritually elevated, then of course only good things will come our way.
Kids have to be compassionate, a vegan, to avoid suffering for other beings, and have to stop the war. And more people joining in, then we can avoid many disasters, man-made or natural.
I think day and night, what more can I do to help the planet, to help the people to awaken to the more spiritual and moral standard? And every time I can find some solution, I tell you right away. I hope one day that our planet will develop more spiritual positive power so that we can develop into more beautiful places, more contentment, more happiness for all beings, like many of the planets in the universe.
I will forever love you.
That you so adore.
with utmost respect. We are deeply grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for your infinite wisdom, faith, and love. How fortunate we are today when challenges are vast, but hope is even greater thanks to your extraordinary vision and guidance for a peaceful planet. We too look forward to the day that a joyful, enlightened era for all is here to stay.
Dignified viewers, thank you for your presence on a journey through aesthetic realms. Coming up next on Supreme Master Television is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. May our earth be blessed with divine and unconditional love.
It is wonderful to celebrate Supreme Master Qinghai Day. The Supreme Master is a great teacher, and we are learning a lot, and millions of people are beginning to listen and understand her message. She is a leader and a guru all the world will inspire from.
Hi, this is Trina Parks. Be veg, go green, to save the planet. Our greatest appreciation, Supreme Master Qinghai, for your genuine dedication and work to save the planet and all the life she supports. Surely, if everyone joins in, together we can do it. Happy Supreme Master Qinghai Day!
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AJAR.